Delta now owns 49% of Virgin Atlantic. Piper's G1000 Club expands to include twin-engine Seminoles. And American is the first all-tablet, all-the-time airline. This is Aero News for Wednesday, June 26, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Delta Airlines has acquired a 49% stake in Virgin Atlantic, marking the next step toward a full joint venture between the two carriers. Virgin Atlantic will place its code on 91 Delta routes, including both transatlantic and domestic U.S. routes. Delta will place its code on 17 Virgin Atlantic routes, including the recently launched Little Red domestic U.K. services connecting London to Manchester, Edinburgh, and Aberdeen. The two airlines announced their intention to enter into a joint venture agreement in December of last year. Last week, unconditional merger clearance was granted by the European Commission, and the U.S. Department of Justice closed their review of the transaction. As of Monday, Delta has successfully completed its acquisition of a 49% stake in Virgin Atlantic. The U.S. Department of Transportation is currently reviewing the party's application for antitrust immunity relating to the proposed joint venture of the party's operations on nonstop routes between the U.S. and the U.K. This review is expected to be completed during third quarter of 2013, and the implementation of the Delta-Virgin Atlantic joint venture is anticipated to occur in the first quarter of 2014. The FAA has granted type certificate to Piper Aircraft to incorporate the Garmin G1000 avionics suite into new twin-engine Piper Seminole aircraft models for delivery beginning this year. With this latest TC, the Garmin G1000 is standard equipment on nearly all new Piper products. Garmin's G1000 is a seamlessly integrated all-glass avionics panel that makes flight information easier to scan and process. The G1000 flight deck represents flight instrumentation, navigation, weather, terrain, traffic, and engine data on large-format, high-resolution displays. It replaces the G500 suite currently on Seminole aircraft. Piper says the Seminole is an advanced training aircraft with more than 20 years of service and hundreds of thousands of hours in flight school environments throughout the world. American Airlines has completed the successful rollout of its industry-leading electronic flight bag program with the discontinuation of paper revisions to terminal charts, making it the first major commercial airline to fully utilize tablets in all cockpits during all phases of flight. All American pilots now enjoy the benefits associated with replacing those heavy kit bags, one of the airline's biggest sources of pilot injuries, by the way, with a 1.35-pound iPad. The digital format also requires less time to update each of the six or more paper manuals found in each pilot's kit bag, as manual paper revisions take hours to complete every month, compared to the minutes it takes for electronic updates. As part of the electronic flight bag program, American's pilots use mobile software and data from Jeppesen, a unit of Boeing Digital Aviation. The FAA-approved Jeppesen mobile terminal chart application is allowed for gate-to-gate use throughout all phases of flight and, with the exception of a few select documents, replaces paper operating manuals with up-to-date electronic information that is easier to access. Beginning July 10th, American Eagle Airlines pilots will have the option to use Apple iPads to access reference materials and manuals, making American Eagle one of the first regional carriers to adopt electronic flight bags. Belite has introduced a new universal LED fuel gauge and says the new design was driven by customer request. Belite said in a news release that the instrument is the lightest in its category at 1.2 ounces, as well as the smallest, with an instrument depth of just 5/8 of an inch. It offers daylight readability with brilliant but dimmable LEDs, which change from green to yellow and then red as the fuel level decreases. The bottom LED flashes brilliant red when fuel is exhausted. Now, that, of course, is something you really don't want to see. It is available in a single or dual version to support one or two fuel tanks. The input compatibility is selectable between traditional float-style fuel senders and the newer-style capacitive fuel senders. An overwhelming majority of Americans support the use of unmanned aircraft for homeland security, search and rescue, and fighting crime. That, according to a new poll conducted by Institute for Homeland Security Solutions and RTI International. The study shows that the majority of the general public supports the use of unmanned aircraft in the United States for a wide array of uses. According to the national study, 57% of the general public support the use of unmanned aircraft systems for any application. When asked about specific uses of the technology, support was significantly higher, with 88% of respondents supporting UAS for search and rescue operations. In addition, two-thirds of Americans support their use in homeland security missions. The study of 2,000 respondents, conducted in March of 2013, gauged perceptions of unmanned aircraft in the United States. So let's see. There are 314 million residents of the U.S., and a sampling of 2,000 constitutes the opinions of, again quoting, an overwhelming majority of Americans, end quote. Am I the only one who has a problem with that? When Aero News continues, their engines go round and round. More military aid for Colorado's wildfires, and it's absolutely positively the end of an era.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues for Wednesday, June 26th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Vintage aircraft with radial engines will have a special focus as the Vintage Aircraft Association is hosting the Round Engine Rodeo on Monday, July 29th through Saturday, August 2nd during EAA's Air Venture 2013. Vintage aircraft owners are invited to the gathering of radial-powered antique aircraft located in the vintage area on the EAA AirVenture grounds. Twice daily, vintage aircraft expert Ray Johnson will be interviewing hand-picked vintage aircraft owners and pilots in the VAA's Star Circle. A select few antique airplanes and their pilots will also be giving interviews at the Airshow Center Stage on Phillips 66 Plaza throughout the week. In addition, every evening, vintage aviation enthusiasts can swap stories around a campfire in the vintage area. Vintage pilots on their way to Oshkosh, by the way, are welcome to stop at Hartford Municipal Airport in Hartford, Wisconsin, Friday, July 26th through Sunday, July 28th, that's the weekend before AirVenture, for a grill out and refreshments with other vintage enthusiasts. Two additional modular airborne firefighting system-equipped military C-130 Hercules are joining the battle against wildland fires in Colorado. The U.S. Forest Service requested the additional aircraft through the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho. Two aircraft from the California Air National Guard's 146th Airlift Wing joined two C-130s from Air Force Reserve Command's 302nd Airlift Wing, based at Peterson Air Force Base, which have already been engaged in aerial firefighting for more than a week. The two California aircraft bring the MAF's fleet to four airplanes. Led by small Forest Service planes, military air crews can discharge 3,000 gallons of water or fire retardant from those MAF's modules along the leading edge of a forest fire in less than 5 seconds and cover an area a quarter of a mile long by 100 feet wide. Once the load is discharged, ground crews at a MAF's tanker base can refill the modules in less than 12 minutes. It was January 14, 1978, when then Federal Express took delivery in Memphis of its first 727 aircraft, which was purchased from a passenger airline. On that day, Frederick W. Smith, chairman, president, and CEO of FedEx Corp., told several hundred employees and guests at the delivery event, quote, "Many people look at this airplane and believe that Federal Express has arrived at the end of a long road. This is not the end of anything. It is simply the beginning," end quote. Well, that beginning finally had its ending. On Friday, the venerable 727 narrow-body freighter closed an enduring chapter in aviation history as FedEx became the last major carrier to retire the aircraft from service. For 35 years, Boeing 727 aircraft were a reliable workhorse for the world's largest express transportation company. The retirement is part of the company's aircraft modernization strategy. But Friday's ceremony absolutely, positively marked the end of an aviation era. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks, as always, for listening. You're now cleared for departure.